Happy Wednesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. Hope everyone's having a great week. So as always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's lead-off morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, did President Trump crack the door open for President AOC? The short answer is, as we learn from Biden's historically failed presidency, lying to the public about the nationwide affordability crisis reduces the probability of a Republican victory in the 2026 midterm elections and beyond. In terms of analytical nuance, Treasury yields are rising across the curve as U.S. dollar money markets recalibrate towards fewer rate reductions. This comes as crude oil hovers near its highest level since July, amid escalating fears that President Trump is positioning for a potential military engagement with Iran. Also contributing to the rise in Treasury yields were reflationary policy signals out of Japan. Long-duration JGBs extended their multi-year sell-off following Prime Minister Sunae Takaichi's nomination of two perceived doves to the Bank of Japan Policy Board, driving a further depreciation in the Japanese yen, which is down nearly 6% versus the dollar over the past 6 months. Elsewhere, President Trump projected confidence in the U.S. economic trajectory ahead of the midterm elections in his second State of the Union address, seeking to counter anxieties regarding affordability through selective emphasis on certain economic data and self-attribution. In quote, inflation is plummeting, incomes are rising fast, the roaring economy is roaring like never before, Trump boasted early in the nearly two-hour speech, which was the longest speech in State of the Union address history. Reminder, real disposable personal income growth slowed to minus 0.1% on a three-month annualized basis and 0.9% on a year-over-year basis in December, the lowest figure since July of 2025 and December of 2022, respectively. Reminder, headline PCE inflation accelerated to 3.1% on a three-month annualized basis and 2.9% on a year-over-year basis in December, which were the highest figures since March of 2025 and March of 2024, respectively. Reminder, lying to the public regarding the nationwide affordability crisis got President Biden walked out of office and perhaps permanently impaired the Democrat Party's brand in the eyes of the American public. President Trump's declining and historically low approval rating suggests investors must prepare for the Republican Party to suffer a similar fate in the upcoming midterm elections and potentially beyond. President AOC is the highest probability outcome in this context, and the associated fiscal largesse will all but guarantee the advent of Paradigm D, which is the print phase of the cut, grow, print sequence required to address the geopolitically driven supply-demand imbalance of the Treasury bond market. Investors who fail to connect the dots from politics to economics with their robust data-driven framework will continue to demonstrably underperform those of us who do. As always, members of our global investor community can trust that our institutional-grade risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, will help our portfolios navigate these emergent risks better than investors attempting to manage risk without systematic rules or relying on fundamental research alone. Transitioning to our 42 macro dashboard, as always, we'll wrap up the question from our community. This one's continuing with the theme of a factor, taking factor risk in international equities. So we hit on that in yesterday's macro minute as well as Thursday's macro minute. And I figured this would be a great question to kind of put a bow on this subject matter and clarify some things clarify some statements that may have led to a little bit more confusion than I was intending. So without further ado, let me read the question. This one says, thanks all, a lot of great suggestions. I will need to do my own work from here, but that gives me a lot to think about. I understand what the total globe is too much to have answers for, but I am honestly wondering how much of a US bias there is in the selection of VT. I don't fault you for it, but just wondering. My VEQT suggestion was from Google AI, but a deeper dive is needed on my end. I do want to be aware if I'm taking more factor risk than intended. For the noted 65-year-old in New Zealand, I will be sticking to the 42 macro process as much as possible, and an even more conservative version, I should be clear. My personal strategy is to be 90% aligned with 42 macro about 3/4 of the time, and the other 1/4 use a modified version, trying to pair some of Michael Howe's liquidity cycle framework into the process. For me, this means I would like a little more commodity exposure and more global than US exposure for the time being. I am planning to shift back towards a US S&P 500 weighting on a major market pullback, which signals risk off. I understand major US big cap tech will perform best early cycle and mid cycle, potentially while commodities have their run towards the end, as with global stocks, there is then a potential long-term overbought position in the U.S. dollar to add to typical cyclical dynamics, which I assume at least in part influence your period, Darius. Anyway, I am sure I could get a reasonable scolding for my personal positions, but with 42 macro to anchor all the decisions that I make and use of its trend following signals, I've had by far the best performance of all time this past year, and I regret nothing. I use some supplemental research as well. Let me repeat that. Anyhow, I am sure I could get a reasonable scolding for my personal positions, but with 42 macro to anchor all the decisions that I make and the use of its trend following signals, I've had by far the best performance of all time this past year, and I regret nothing. I use some supplemental research as well. I would never begin to take these sort of risks for a 65-year-old man, only for my personal account being in my mid-30s. Appreciate it once again, D. So excellent question. Really grateful for this opportunity to continue to educate. Obviously, I'm very passionate about educating, very passionate about improving the investing habits of the general investing public. There's just, you know, from my experience, collaborating it with and serving institutional investors for almost 20 years now across Global Wall Street, and obviously serving thousands of retail investors in 80 plus countries around the world. And over the past half decade here at 42 Macro, I continue to observe a very wide gap between the resources, the experience, I wouldn't say emotional intelligence, but certainly emotional intelligence with respect to financial markets, as well as, you know, education, educational attainment between the median institutional investor and the median retail investor. And so part of my commentary on factor, trying to avoid taking factor risks, and this is the same dynamic with respect to Warren Buffett, is that the data does not prove that institutional investors, people with more experience, higher EQ with regards to taking financial market risk, you know, higher educational attainment, and obviously way more resources in terms of their ability to get research from people like me across all of Global Wall Street, their ability to have machines that are, you know, very optimized for producing phenomenal results for their clients. Why would you want to be on the other side of their trades taking a bunch of factor risk in financial markets? Like, they can't take beta. They're not allowed. Most institutional investors aren't allowed to extract beta from financial markets. They don't get paid 2 and 20 or 3 and 30 for that. They get paid to extract alpha. Beta is not a zero-sum game. Beta, we all can win with beta. Alpha is a zero-sum game. Someone will generate the alpha, and someone will have positive alpha on a trade, and another investor will have negative alpha on the trade. And what we're trying to communicate and educate is the probability of any retail investor consistently stacking together a series of positive alpha trades or a series of positive alpha years is incredibly low, according to the statistics, according to the fact that, you know, there's a massive gap between educational attainment, emotional EQ with regards to financial market risk taking, and resources. What's the probability that you're going to be on the positive side of that zero sum alpha game on a successive series of factor bets across a successive series of market cycles? To me, that's a very low probability outcome. And so if your goal is to retire on time and comfortably, you want to be, doing activities and promoting habits that are high probability outcomes that give you the best chance to maximize upside capture in bull markets and the best chance to minimize downside capture in bear markets, as opposed to what, and be optimized for that solution, that outcome, as opposed to optimizing your portfolio for, I don't know, sounding smart online or sounding smart on the golf course. Like, that's what factor bets are. That's what taking, generally speaking, negative net present value decisions, making those negative net present value decisions in your portfolio, generally do. You're optimizing for something that is not retiring on time and comfortable. Now, you're welcome to do that. You're adults, you're DIY investors. We are happy to support any investor in the world, whether they want to retire on time and comfortably, or if they just want to take a bunch of factor risks in their portfolio. Notice how I said or, because the probability of that being an and is really low. And that's what I'm trying to communicate to you. That's what Danny Kahneman and Amos Tversky communicated to you with Nobel Prize winning research. That's what Cass Sunstein and Richard Thaler communicated to you with Nobel Prize winning research. That's what Warren Buffett, arguably the best fundamental investor of all time, communicated to you. And that's what Darius Dale here is humbly trying to communicate to you. My goal is to make you retire on time and comfortably. My goal is not to have you sound smart online or sound smart on the golf course because you won on some factor bet on a transitory period of time. My goal is for the next several decades of your life for you to be consistently maximizing upside capture bull markets and minimizing downside capture in bear markets. That's what 42 Macro Research and Risk Management is optimized for with regards to our institute or with regards to our retail investor customers. Obviously, it's a totally different ballgame with regards to our institutional customers. And by the way, I'm pretty sure we're still the only firm on Global Wall Street where the retail investors get the exact same research as the institutional investors at the exact same time, at the exact same very low price point that is engineered to help the lowest common denominator with regards to retail investors from a budget standpoint. Let me repeat that again. I'm pretty sure 42 Macro is still the only institutional grade research and risk management firm in the world where their retail customers are receiving the exact same information at the exact same time as our, you know, Wall Street institutional clients at the low price point that retail investors, the lowest budgeted retail investors can afford. And that'll be our promise forever because, you know, I don't believe in the K-shaped nature of this economy or society. So as someone who's from the very bottom of that K, and sort of, you know, kind of just wrapping up, you know, the key takeaway here is, what are you optimizing your investing behavior for? Are you optimizing your investing behavior for sounding smart on the golf course or sounding smart online? Or are you optimizing your investing behavior for, you know, retiring on time and comfortably? If you can do both, by the way. Dr. Mo has proper trade recommendations for 70 factors across U.S. equity sectors, U.S. and global equity factors, global equities, fixed income sectors, macro exposures, which include currencies, commodities, and crypto. You know, let's look at the Dr. Mo signal for gold, which has been long since, you know, October of 2023, you know, or let's look at the Dr. Mo signal for Bitcoin, which has been out of since November 7th. You know, we can help you take about as much factor risk as you want to take, which is clearly what we're doing for our institutional investor clients. You know, the tools and the signals are all right there in your inbox. If you're a retail investor, you want to take as much factor risk as you want to take. But the reality is should you be taking it? And with regards to alpha being a zero-sum game, the reality is the probability of you being able to stack a successive series of positive net present value alpha bets together across a series of subsequent series of market cycles is low. That's Nobel Prize winning research that says it's low. So why are you arguing against that? Don't optimize for the low probability outcome. Optimize for the outcome that gives you the best chance to retire on time and comfortably, that gives you the best chance to lower your stress levels and get time back from having to go down a bunch of factor-oriented rabbit holes on YouTube and on Twitter. Get that time back so you can reallocate that time to your family, to your health, and ultimately reallocate those, the positive money you're making from optimizing towards retiring on time and comfortably, reallocate that to your family, to supporting your community, all the positive things that come along with, you know, being optimized and having good investing habits. That's what I'm here for. And so if you guys like that, join us. If not, if you just want to wing a bunch of factors around, do that as well. We are happy to support you with Dr. Mo across the 70 different factors that Dr. Mo generates proper trade signals for. But I'm telling you right now, you don't have to do that. Warren Buffett told you you don't have to do that. You know, Danny Kahneman, Amos Tversky told you you don't have to do that. Richard Thaler, Cass Sunstein told you you don't have to do that. So wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our Macro Minute for Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.